Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Shari, and she is a certified hypnobirthing practitioner, master NLP and hypnosis practitioner, and practitioner of the emotional change technique. She is a mother of two living on the beautiful Gold Coast, and for the past 11 years, she has been supporting thousands of couples from all over the world through their birth journey and beyond. And today, we are diving into birth and healing the experiences around birth. Even if you didn't have a particularly challenging birth, even if everything went to plan, I really want you to dive into this conversation with us, because here's the thing. It goes so much deeper than just birth. We're talking about the patterns that we carry and the wounds that we inherit and the generational conditioning that lives in our bodies and shows up in every single area of our lives. So if you're thinking, I don't have birth trauma, this isn't for me, I really want to invite you to stay with us, because what we are covering today is relevant for every single person listening. And in this episode, we are exploring something truly beautiful and profound, some modalities that I used with Shari, and we'll be talking about things like what timeline therapy is and the emotional change technique, how they create real transformation and have in my life, the 8 core negative emotions we carry, and why sadness and grief actually was influencing my life in ways that I didn't even realize. If this is your first time here, welcome to The Worthy Podcast. I am Shani Thompson, your host, and this is the most soul-nourishing corner on the podcast world, where we revolutionize the way that you create endless opportunity and joy in your life. All right, my loves, I am so excited for you to dive into this conversation with us. So let's begin. Okay, Shari, I'm so excited to be interviewing you today.
Oh, I'm really excited to be here. Yeah.
I like meditated this morning and I'm like, okay, there's so much to talk about. There's so much to cover.
And even I was coming in here going, like, how do I explain how and what I do?
Yeah.
Because there's such a broad spectrum of how I support women.
Yeah.
In this space, like in the conception, pregnancy, birth, postpartum space.
Yeah.
And so individualized. I think that's where it's hard to really describe what I do, because the way I do things is very individual to each client.
Right. Okay. So It's not like what I experienced with you. It's not like a copy paste kind of thing. Like, you kind of take everyone on a different journey according to what they need.
Yes. And to what I feel also intuitively what you need.
Mm.
So things will drop in for me. There's different realms in things that I feel energetically too, that I pull from.
Yeah. Well, I working with you, I really sense that, because there would be moments where you would be like, whoa, I've just had like, I'm being guided to say this or do this or, and I really loved that about you too.
Yeah, I feel like my whole career in this space has been so divinely led. The whole process, right from my own birth.
Yeah.
In that experience, and then how I was led into becoming a hypnobirthing practitioner, which I've done for 13 years and I'm still so passionate about, which I'm so grateful that I found something in my life that, like, there's deep passion for this work.
Yeah.
And I actually had a client say to me, don't you get like bored of sharing the same information? And I'm like, no, because it's the energy that I can see the couples and how they receive that. And that for me is the work. Yes, I'm sharing the same information for clients in regards to my childbirth education program. And though it's seeing the changes in them, that's what for me is so, like, I'm so passionate about. And then I've got the coaching side too.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe for those who don't know you, let's rewind a little bit. How did you even get into this space? Like, what synchronicities happened to have you fall into this body of work?
Well, it all started to unfold when I was pregnant. And as you're aware, like, pregnancy changes you as a person. Like, once you have a baby, you're never the same again. Everything changes about you, your perception of things, your thoughts, questioning things. And when I was pregnant with my son, Harley, like, I was terrified of giving birth. And though was so divinely led into then learning and being presented hypnobirthing. I'd never heard about it before, and I was working at a health retreat at the time, so I was surrounded by more alternative, people. And one of my colleagues mentioned hypnobirthing, and I'm going to be honest, I laughed. I was like, what? What is someone like hypnotizing you in birth? I had never experienced hypnosis before personally. Thought it was woo-woo, and I think that's something that people still believe that, and it's nothing like it. I trusted the guidance because I felt I needed something, because I was just terrified of birth. And so I went through and huge personal growth in that time for myself, of making sense of who I wanted to be as a mother, how I wanted to bring this baby into the world, and that only I could empower myself on this journey. Mm. And it led me into having a beautiful birth experience. And from there, the drop-ins of like, this is the work you're here to do, I ignored them for a number of years, because I think the ego kept coming in and saying, like, who's going to want to learn from you?
Yeah.
You're not experienced in birth. You've just birthed a baby, which really I was experienced in birth.
Yeah.
And though I wasn't a midwife or I wasn't a doula, I'd never worked with women in this time. However, the pull, the calling, the drop-ins, that like I couldn't ignore it. Like it was so being led from another energy of push and push. And I ended up training, and I was terrified of doing the training. And I was the only mother in that training. All the rest were midwives or other birth workers. So again, I had this moment of going, what am I doing? Is this right? Yeah. And I trusted, and I went through it, and I loved it, and I started supporting women and teaching. And again, I think with teaching couples to prepare for birth, all this, it was like a channeling that was also coming through, like this innate wisdom just was like, and I'd be sitting there early on going, where did that come from? Okay, great. I have this wisdom. And I found out actually through timeline therapy that I was a midwife in past lives. And so,
of course you were.
Yeah. And so there was a lot there that was like, it's always been there for me. So I became one of Australia's leading hypnobirthing practitioners. And though a few years ago it led me into there's still so much trauma in birth. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that what I was doing was reducing that. And though so many women are educating themselves, the system is just, there's just something that's there's a gap happening at the moment, which is causing a lot of trauma for women in birth. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I went on this quest of going, I want to support women through that.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to doing, I've done now 2 years of training as a coach in NLP, become a master practitioner of NLP, hypnosis, the emotional change technique, quantum healing and breath work, which now that's what we did that's together. That was that. So that's a separate program that is what you experienced with me.
Well, I can't wait to talk about all of it. We are going to be talking about all of it, I promise. I want to focus on something you said just before, because it's definitely the reason why I came to see you. And it was this, there's a gap in what's being taught. And I did hypnobirthing before Rue was born, and I was so prepared for my birth. I felt like I was so prepared. But in hindsight, I think I was, I don't know, it's not anyone's fault.
No.
But I feel like I was incredibly oblivious to what birth was going to be. I don't know if in the hypnobirthing space there's just this like, just breathe the baby out and it'll come out. And I know some women definitely have that experience, but that obviously was not my experience.
It wasn't mine either. Yeah. Can I tell you that? And there's a big projection of that depending on who the trainer is, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess the reason why I really wanted to have you on the show and speak into this is because I think there are a lot of women who like really did all the work to prepare for a beautiful birth and like myself didn't have the birth that they were anticipating or expecting. And with that comes so many emotions, which we'll talk about because we've done timeline therapy and we've worked on those emotions. Mm-hmm. But what do you think the gap is? Like, what happened there? Was it just, I don't know, false expectations? Was it, I mean, you don't know what you don't know.
No
one can tell you what birth is going to be like until you go through it. Like, you can read the books, you can listen to the podcast, you can do the hypnobirthing.
Yes, yeah. And you can do it all and it still can detour.
Yeah, yeah. So are you seeing this happening a lot where women, whether they have or haven't done the work to prepare for birth, you're seeing them and they're like, I am horrified of doing that again, because that's definitely where I was before I came to see you.
Yeah, it's – I wish I had a clear answer for that, because I think – every woman's journey is different and every baby's journey is different. And mm-hmm. I think here's where too, mm-hmm. that we've got to remember that this is also our baby's birth, and we can do all the things to prepare and they may have a whole different plan. and contract with you, right?
Absolutely.
On that you may not consciously know,
mm-hmm.
all right? And this is where it's really hard to kind of explain like what the gap is, because birth is such a journey. And mm-hmm. sometimes we don't realize that we have the birth that we're meant to have, mm-hmm. potentially till years later.
Yeah.
Where there are lessons, where there is up-leveling physically, spiritually, emotionally there for us. And it's so hard for me to say that, because it's like, well, what's the point then in doing all of the preparation, right? Yeah. And though it's then being able to reflect back, and here's what I want to support women to do, and this is also then how it's totally changed in how I teach hypnobirthing now too,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to come into a course and create a projection for couples that birth is just one way, or that hypnobirthing is just one way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trained in a number of hypnobirthing programs, which I loved. And though as I grew, they weren't developing to the levels where I was at. And so this is why I've created my own program, and I've called it The Journey to Birth, because I want to bring in an aspect of my teachings of more awareness of embodiment, surrendering, trusting. And though that doesn't mean that you then hand the keys over to a system that then will take you on the journey, that there's still a awareness of you are the driver of this experience and being at cause in your birth rather than being in effect.
Yeah.
And I know we spoke about this as well, mm-hmm. where I wanted to bring to light when we unpacked your birth story that you were absolutely still at cause.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
However, you had created this one picture, and because it hadn't manifested that way, which you're absolutely a manifester mm-hmm. in so many areas of your life, that you then were looking at all the things potentially that you felt went wrong or didn't go right.
Yeah.
And though now, can you see where it's divinely led you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And it's not nice to go through the emotions and the trauma and the doubt and the shame and the guilt and all of the things, the emotions. However, it has brought you into now such a beautiful up-leveling of awareness of
absolutely.
Why.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to unpack there, because like, I have not been able to talk about my birth with Rui until now. Like, we finished working together and I can openly talk about it without getting emotional and being like, it was meant to happen like that. And I can see that in so many ways. I can see, like, and we'll talk about the experience that I had in the timeline therapy, which explains, like, the loop and the pattern that happened in my birth. But I also see how it was such a humbling experience, because you're right, like, I was so used to always getting what I wanted. You know, I'd always manifest everything that I want, and I always had this mentality of, like, I am the creator of my reality. I can create what I want. And I was so set on a home birth that I didn't even pack a hospital bag.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything ready, because I was like, well, that's just not happening. I laugh now, because in hindsight I'm just like, oh, Shani. But What I think is really fascinating in all of this is what you said. It was Rui's birth too. And when you really helped me understand that and see that and actually see that this was such a divine moment that, and it wasn't wrong the way it happened. It was just how it was meant to be because of particular events that have happened in different lifetimes that we've had together. It kind of was like, oh, well, that's not bad at all. And then even the fear that I held around having a second baby, because I was so in my head about, well, do I try for another home birth? Because what if that doesn't work again? And, or should I just go have a Caesar? Because I had an emergency category one emergency Caesar with Ruth. So I was like, well, I know what that's like, so I can just go and do that. But then there's that feeling of like, oh, but I really want redemption. And then there's like the, but let's just make it easy. Like, let's not go through all that trauma. There were so many emotions when I came to you, obviously. I felt like I was a big whole mess in front of you. And you were just like, okay, where do we start? Yeah, maybe let's talk about what you did for me, the work with timeline therapy and emotional change technique that really helped all those thoughts and the fear dissipate, because it's all gone. Like, it's actually wild to think how, like, I'm excited to fall pregnant again, which I was not excited to fall pregnant before seeing you. I'm excited to have a second baby, which before I was like, I'm so anxious about having two. I don't think I can. I think it was like my mind going, you're not ready for two. You can't do two. But really, it was just subconscious fear. Excited to be pregnant, excited to have a baby, but also just like fully surrendering to how the birth happens. Whereas prior to seeing you, there was fear, there was shame, there was guilt, there was sadness, there was so many like heavy emotions. Yeah. So let's talk about timeline therapy and ECT. How would you describe them to those listening?
So the emotional change technique has been developed by Elizabeth Ann Walker, and it's a bit different to other timeline therapies. So other timeline therapies tend to disassociate you off your timeline and hover above your timeline. However, in emotional change technique, you are actually coming on and off the timeline to really actually allow yourself to recognize the emotions that were stored in moments on your timeline and the emotional charge behind it. And you would have recognized that although you came to me for the trauma you experienced within your birth, Rui's birth, which was only, you know, a few years back, the unconscious mind holds our emotions through what's called the gestalt. So there were experiences that you had before Rui's birth that were emotionally charging also that trauma, and which you then discovered took you back into previous lifetimes. So the best way for me to describe how the unconscious mind holds these emotions, memories, feelings in events in our life is I like to describe it kind of like each emotion as a string. And every time we have an experience that maybe we recognize that emotion to be anger, for example, it's like putting a bead of that experience and dropping it on the anger string, right? So the main emotions that we cover are anger, sadness, fear, guilt, hurt, shame. And then there's like limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, or like limiting decisions. And throughout our life, and the for a lot of people, the main root cause, so that first bead, for example, really happens between the age of 0 and 7. And though it can go back further than that through generations. So there's generational conditionings that can be passed down and also through past lives. So although you came to me wanting to work on releasing the emotions around Rui's birth, what I work with is not just that event with the unconscious mind, it's actually clearing the whole string, because you could have like lots of beads on that sadness string, on the grief string. And so rather than if we just work with the one, you've still got kind of all the other ones there. And, you know, people talk about triggers in their life, and something can't trigger you unless there's ammunition behind the trigger. So when you think of a gun, you can pull the trigger, but if there's no ammunition there, it's not going to go off. When there's ammunition there, then you pull it and it goes off. And so when we can make sense of, like, if you're experiencing and feeling triggered in your life, like you get triggered into anger, you get triggered into sadness, all the emotions. What I work with my clients is getting to the root cause of, well, what's the ammunition behind the trigger that all of these beads on this string of emotion is. And through the emotional change technique, it's like we get a pair of scissors and we cut the end of the string so it all just falls off.
And that's what it feels like when you heal that emotion by going to a past experience, like the first time you felt that experience, or it might be when you were in the womb, like that happened to one of my emotions. I was in my mum's tummy.
Yeah.
Or a different lifetime. When you come out of it, you just feel so light because it's like every time you have felt that emotion has been healed. And what's the question? There's like a question you ask about, like, you know, if you had all the tools and resources back then that you have
that
now.
That was missing then. So here's where the emotional change technique works, right? So we'll go back into wherever the unconscious mind is ready. And here's the thing. The unconscious mind will only take you to that, the first memory it's ready to.
It's ready to.
Right? So everyone can have different experiences. You were very much taken back into past life. Not all people go there, right? Because their unconscious mind isn't always ready to unlock that and may never, and that's okay. So what we do is we go there, we recognize where that first emotion was, like the root cause of that emotion, and then we re-imprint that experience with a new resource, an energetic resource, so a new emotion. So it's like, what did you need back then that you didn't have available now as a resource? And it's like, well, I needed to know that, like, I was totally loved, I was supported. And so then we bring in the emotion of an embodiment of you fully feeling so much love or support or whatever it is that you felt you needed back then, and we re-imprint that memory with that new emotion.
It's so crazy.
So what happens is it's not that you then forget all of the things that happened in your life. There's just not the emotional charge of the negative emotion there anymore. You can look back on it and just be like,
okay.
Like I feel love for myself now back then because I was doing the best that I could with the resources I had at the time. So it's all about also recognizing that sometimes we just need new resources.
Yeah. Oh my God. The experiences were so crazy. Like, I think one of my emotions, like I was taken back to high school. There was like a particular, like
the bike with
the the bikes.
Yeah. And they're like,
what? I was like, I've not ever thought of this. Like, for context, for those listening, one of my emotions, I can't remember which one it was, but I think it was like maybe
guilt. Yeah.
Because guilt was one of the emotions that I felt in my birth with Rue, but Shari took me back to.
I
took myself back.
I just guided you.
Yeah. It was like a moment where I like caught some friends doing something really naughty. I was like in year five and I dobbed on them. And then I felt really guilty because they knew that I dobbed on them. And I remember coming out of that one being like, I've never thought of that thing in my whole life. Like,
really, was that it?
That was so weird. But okay.
And though, here's the thing too, because sometimes if anything else comes up then from now on, then it's like, well, let's do it again.
Yeah.
And that's when the unconscious mind is actually like potentially ready to take you up. And it may not. Yeah. So it's not about creating it.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing and going, oh, like, there's something there now I'm feeling and I'm ready to actually work through it again. So this is all constant.
Do you know what's so crazy? I haven't shared this with you yet, but I spoke to mum after it was like last week. I was telling her about how, you know how one of my emotions I was taken back to, I was like 2 years old and I was on the stairs and I was watching my mum and dad have a conversation.
Yeah.
I asked mum about that. She was like, you're kidding me. Like, what? And yeah, I was like,
wow.
I just think it's so bizarre because I don't remember that event as an adult.
No.
But I asked my mum if it happened and she said yes. And then I went back, obviously, to the one where I was in my mum's womb and the feeling of sadness, and there was a really sad conversation happening between my mum and my dad and her sister. And I just remember when we were doing that one, I felt so sad, like this like overwhelming feeling and wave of sadness. Like I really felt it.
Mm.
And then when I was chatting with mum last week, I explained to her the situation and she just had her jaw on the floor. She was like, that actually happened. I cannot believe it.
And that's also why I'm doing this work now, so that when you're ready to call in this new soul, that you're not going to imprint this new soul with your emotions.
Mm.
And this is where the power of this work lies, especially in the work that I do, that helping women prepare for pregnancy is, on an emotional level, is so important, because what we feel, our baby feels.
Yeah.
And you experience that personally without consciously knowing about that the sadness. The root cause of your sadness was actually what you experienced from your mother's sadness in the womb.
Mm.
And it's like, if we could all, as women, do the inner work before and be a really clear channel for these souls that are coming in right now, who are here to do big things and to raise consciousness and to bring so much love rather than fear, anger, sadness, guilt, all the emotions that we carry.
Or like low frequency vibrational feelings.
But then they don't have to do the work.
And they can do big work in the world.
And they can do big work in the world. And that's also why, as much as I support a lot of women through pregnancy and birth, there's so much work I want to do before they get to that point. And then there's so much work that needs to be done after too, to support what you experience, so that you're not holding on to that and then continuing the pattern, right? Mm. Because that's where the generational patterns, the generational trauma gets passed down from one generation to another. And we need to start talking more about it because we are responsible for the next generation.
You said something once that just like really struck me, and you said that you truly believe that the soul babies that are ready to come through like guide their mothers to you.
Absolutely.
And I remember you saying like because it was very synchronistic how I found you. It wasn't like a coincidence at all. And it was like the universe just kept putting you in my face. And I was like, I know I need to do the work, but I don't want to. Like it's going to be big. It's going to be scary, which was not big and scary like I thought and anticipated. But I remember sharing that with you and you were like, your baby has guided you here today to see me and work with me. And I truly, deeply believe that with all my being.
Yeah.
That the women who are called to work with you are totally being led to you for that reason, to heal generational trauma, to stop the pattern, like be the circuit breaker and really just like create an environment for these beautiful babies that are coming in who are here to do big work in the world, but they can't do the work that they need to do unless the vessel
exactly
and the mother that brings them into this world.
Or the environment that they're in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, is absolutely
healed. Yeah.
It's powerful.
So powerful. Probably the most profound one for me that was the emotion of grief. And this is the one where I went into a past life.
Yeah.
And I still think about it every day because I'm like, I'm just so taken aback, lost for words. Like I literally don't have any words to say because it was such a profound moment and I felt like it really felt so real. Going back to that, I'll share a little bit about it in a moment. But what I want to ask you is, how is that thread like connected to us still in the next lifetime? Like, why? Like, are we here to? Do you feel like we come back and reincarnate to learn, or like, what's the word I'm trying to find? Like heal something that we didn't get to finish or like.
Absolutely. This is our biggest school.
Yeah.
Like energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just gets transferred. Yes. Right?
Someone said that to me recently.
So we are all energy, and the energetic experiences that we have are absolutely to expand our energy rather than contract.
Yeah.
And it's all about the expansion. And so this is where, for me, when I've done the emotional change technique a number of times. I mean, now I'm being taken back into more past lives and,
wow,
you know, realizing even my own fears of why I was resistant in coming into this work, or fear of birth and things like that too, because I was a midwife in a past life that was, you know, burned at the stake for
wanting to support women. Which work, exactly, or whatever, magic.
And so now I'm like, because everyone's like, you should be a midwife. I'm like, nope.
Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt.
Yeah. I've done that work. Like, this for me is deep. And absolutely, like, there's such a need for this work with midwives too. And this is also the gap that I'm wanting to bridge, right? It's not just working with women. It's actually also now working with caregivers in the system to help them heal from the experiences that they've had working in a system that is silencing women and silencing instinct in birth. Yeah. And that's where now I've launched a new company, actually with Elizabeth Ann Walker, who created the emotional change technique, where we're launching a training company to train practitioners and coaches in doing just this, because I've been doing it now for years. So
needed in the world.
And we're wanting to also support the caregivers as well. Like, I've literally just finished working with an obstetrician.
Beautiful.
I know. It's taken me 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've worked with thousands of medical caregivers over the last 13 years, mainly midwives, nurses, paramedics. I've had a few anaesthetists, and this is my first obstetrician, and and I've actually taken her through the emotional change technique. She was open to it because of recognizing that her experiences in birth with women have been imprinted into her unconscious mind, and then she doesn't want to bring that into her own birth. So the change, it's small. It's happening. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's really, and so that's what I mean by bridging the gap.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And it all comes from good communication, education, support, connection, and really taking responsibility for our own emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about, it's reminded me about just like the pure, like, relief I felt after doing the emotion of grief, because for context, I was taken back to a previous life, and I've had two situations where I knew I had lived in another lifetime with Matt and Rui. Mm-hmm. The first time I knew about it was actually when I was pregnant. I was meditating every day when I was pregnant with Rui. And I saw it. Like, I remember coming out of that meditation, and Matt knows now just to like listen to what I say, because he just knows. I was like, babe, I just had this really beautiful meditation. Like, we've all lived a lifetime together before. And like, I remember explaining it like, we have all waited so long to live this life together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember journaling about it. And when Rui was born, the announcement post I did on social media, it was like the first line that I wrote. It said, and I didn't know this a couple of weeks ago when we actually did this emotion, how connected this was, but it said that we have waited so many lifetimes to live together again. And at the time when I wrote that, I was like, that's just, you know, information that I downloaded from source, spirit, God, universe, whatever. I just knew that. And then I forgot about it. The second time it was brought to my attention was I was at a woman's retreat, and one of the co-facilitators, I was actually talking to her about my birth with Rui, because I obviously had like a lot of like emotion built around it and had come up in conversation. And she was just like the most incredible psychic, like probably the best I've ever gone to. And she actually said to me, you've lived a lifetime with Rui and Matt, but you died giving birth to Rui. And the reason you are so emotional about the birth is because you've done this before. And I was like, that comment took me aback. Like I just was so shocked. I remember driving home. It was in Byron Bay. I remember driving home. My friend Loz was driving and I explained it to her. And I just felt like this feeling of, I don't know why that sounds so familiar. Like, I don't know why it feels so real, but I don't think that's like incorrect.
Mm.
Anyway, shared it with Matt and then forgotten about, like, yeah. Then we start to do ECT on grief.
Mm.
And obviously it's like my subconscious mind is talking to you. Like, I have no control over, one of the questions is like, when was the first time you felt this emotion?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. What was the root cause of the emotion? If you were to know, it before, during, or after your birth?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not thinking about it.
No, it's the unconscious mind.
It's the unconscious mind goes before.
Mm.
And I think you said something like, was it in?
Yeah. So was it generational or was it past life? And then you say past life and how many lifetimes? And then it tells me.
Oh, it was so bizarre. And then it's kind of like you get like taken back and I was there, like I was in the room kind of watching as like a spirit, an angel or a spirit, like a bird's eye view. And I had like the very vivid image of Rui being born and being passed on to Matt, who was outside of the room, which makes me think that was a very long time ago when men weren't allowed in the birthing room.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was there just like cut open.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, whoa, this is so real. Like I don't think I could even speak. I was kind of just like frozen.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, healing, that was really beautiful. And I just want to thank you because I had no idea how much that was going to shift so much in me. But journaling and reflecting on it afterwards, it's so crazy to think like I came back to this lifetime. I became a registered nurse who was an anaesthetic assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And in my career of being an anaesthetic assistant, I've counted at least over 300 C-sections.
Wow.
And like, isn't it funny how we come back to this lifetime to do something?
And the pattern will be repeated until it is recognized then to be healed and learned.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that then for you, I hope, then it brought into context the experience that happened with Rui and why and how it happened.
I just like, I feel like I came back to this lifetime to see that it is safe to have a baby that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously in a past life that did not go well.
No. Yeah.
And in this lifetime, like I never saw a bad season. They were all so beautiful and so gorgeous. Like actually you really used to love going down into the maternity suite when it was my turn to do that shift. And it's like I was so okay with it. And then when I got transferred to hospital after my midwife at home was like, this is going to get dangerous if we don't go to hospital. Like, let's go. We were there for a few hours and I remember the obstetrician saying, like, if this baby doesn't come out very soon, we're going to have to do a Caesar. And I remember just being so at peace and being like, I think I actually said the words, it's okay. I've done hundreds. I'm so okay with that. Like, let's go. And it was, I see that as such a like on purpose career choice.
Right.
For that moment to not have fear or just to like surrender and be okay. And then, but then it was the after effects of like the guilt and the shame and the sadness and the why didn't I get the birth that I wanted. But now I realize it was also Rui having like a say in like, this is how we're going to do it and it's going to turn out really good.
Yeah.
But this is my birth as well. And that is so healing in itself to not put such big expectations on how it should have gone.
Yeah.
Why do you think women put such big expectations on their birth?
Because we want to be perfect at everything. look, it's a great question. And I think there is for many women the wanting to prove to other people that we can do this. And again, it's such a question that I wish I had the answer for. And I think too though, there is there's so many projections of birth here in Australia, and there's no one right one. And this is why I've created this program now to be different to other hypnobirthing programs, to really open women up to this is a journey. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can have all the knowledge, and I'm going to give you all the knowledge. I'm going to give you all the techniques. And though it is a journey of surrender, of learning, of embodiment and trusting your baby as well in this experience and connecting in with that, I feel I work with so many women who are so much in their head, and they want a plan, they want all the information, they want to listen to all the podcasts, they want the data, they want the evidence. And yes, I am all for that. However, there is absolutely a part of birth of surrender. And I'm not speaking in the way of surrendering to what the system wants to do or how they want to take you through. It is like that moment of peace that you said of, okay, like this is okay.
Like whatever.
In that moment, it was then you fully analysing it afterwards that you went back into the head and then kind of picked it apart in the way of going, but that wasn't what the birth that I wanted. Yeah. And also being able to reach out for support too. Like that's a big step for a woman. And I think too, culturally, we actually suppress women in the grief or shame or that in birth because – and we do it to ourselves too, because as soon as our baby's here, it's like, right.
I've got a parent now.
I can't. I've just, and so it gets pushed down and pushed down. And it's normally around that first birthday that I find where the anniversary of, right, it's their experience too, it starts to come up again. And however, many people don't know that there are people like me that can support them through this.
Yeah.
And the work is beautiful. It's not to be feared. It's not to. Yeah. And I think here's the difference around like regular therapy, and there's absolutely a need for clinical therapists and though that is more talk therapy. And so when we continue to talk about the experience, our unconscious mind is staying in it. So it's a repetition. We're hearing it. We're talking about the emotion. We're feeling it. We're talking about it. We're feeling it. Whereas what the emotional change technique does is takes you into it, allows you to release through the feeling.
Yeah.
So in a safe, in a safe held space.
Yeah.
And though it is associated, so it can feel a lot in that moment, then you're being guided to step out of that and then back into a re-imprint.
It's such an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until you experience it, like I hope I'm explaining it well enough, it honestly is such a transformative experience on physical, emotional level. Like I've had clients who have had chronic pain for years, and within that their body has released the pain because the body will store the emotions and the pain. And the womb holds so many, like so much trauma for so many women, not just from our lifetime.
Yeah, ancestral trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's beautiful work. It's deep work.
Yeah.
It's transformative work. And I'm here for it. Like it's like.
Well, it took me 3.5 years to come to you. And you know, I've said ever since Rue was born, I have said to multiple friends, like, I'm going to have to do some really deep work to have our second. Mm-hmm. And I've always known that, but I don't know why I was so afraid of doing the work. Truthfully, the thing that pushed me was the universe that kept putting you in my pathway. I couldn't ignore you. But also, like, we really wanted to have, like, at least a 4-ish year gap. And it's kind of like getting towards, you know, the 4-year mark. And the closer I was getting to, like, Rue's 4th birthday, the more I was like, okay, I really, like, I can't let this go on any longer. And I did that. I suppressed it. I just, like, really pushed it down. I never spoke about my birth ever. When people would ask, I would just like divert convo because I would just get so emotional about it and just I couldn't go there. I wrote this down because I just wanted to mention it for anyone who feels like they didn't have the birth they wanted. I read this really beautiful book while I was pregnant. Mm. It was called Sacred Birthing. I can't remember who the author is, but in there is if you have had a traumatic birth, how to release it out of your baby Okay. We did this like really, I don't know if I've shared this with you, we did this like really beautiful, I guess it was like an intention setting ritual with Rui. I think he was maybe like 5 or 6 days old. Mm-hmm. We brought when we had him home. We did like a really beautiful bath and had just like the rock salt lamp and candles on. Mm-hmm. And kind of like redo the birth.
Rebirth, yeah.
You rebirth them,
mm-hmm.
but calmly and like, because obviously the reason I wanted a home birth was because I wanted the lights out, I wanted the calm music, mm-hmm. I wanted no intervention. And I got the complete opposite of that. It was like bright lights, really fast, category one, emergency seizures, just like it was so hectic. Mm. And I think a lot of the guilt was like he didn't get to come into this world peacefully, but doing this really beautiful like rebirth in the bath with him was so beautiful. We have these photos of him and he's just like this. He's like asleep in the bath. He's like 6 days old and you can see, like, you could actually see it go through and out of his body, like, whatever he was holding on to. So
that's beautiful.
I'll put the link in the show notes for that book because it was really cool. Last question. What is, like, the most profound thing that you've seen happen with this work? Like, what would you say is just, like, the most incredible after effect?
Oh, gosh. Like, it's honestly we call the emotional change technique like emotional Botox. Like just the physical, I think, peace that I see in people's bodies after years and years of just being held in this trauma physically. Like, so like people's faces just totally change.
Yeah.
Like it's
interesting.
Yeah. And even just like aura, like energy, like just the feeling, the energy of people. Yeah. And look, I've experienced it. I've gone through it. So I know that this works. I've been doing this for 2 years now and been led into the training that I did with Liz. This for me was, again, divinely led. I mean, Liz was – so I did my NLP training through EAWTC and I went in and I was like, this is the missing piece, like that has been missing, that, again, been divinely led. And how is it that Liz was a midwife of over 21 years?
Wow.
And I'm like, of course I choose, like, the one female – NLP trainer in Australia, and she was a midwife. And she was like, I've been waiting for you, Shari. Like, it just been so divinely led because she knows the important work. So, I'm really excited to now. I've been coaching women and couples, and like even men, like men through birth trauma as well.
Absolutely, they go through it too.
Yeah, to like individually and then couples together and then women on their own. That I can't just keep this in the what I've created program wise to myself. That's why Liz, my other business partner Hannah, and I are now on like a global mission to train and those who are being drawn into this work, because it is very divinely led, or even through past experiences like birth experiences, that there's a calling that through their own experience that then they're to heal and then help support heal women in the future, that, we're doing our first practitioner training in April next year on the Gold Coast. So, big things, and so trusting of the whole experience. Yeah. And, I trust that and know that your baby brought you to me as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing today. I feel like we could talk for hours. There's so much more to share, but I think, if anyone feels called to work with you, definitely reach out. Where can people find you? Mm. What's the best way to connect with you, contact you, work with you?
Okay, so if you are feeling drawn to doing the work, I've got two avenues. There's my Belly to Birth. That is my main coaching, hypnobirthing business. And though if you're feeling led to actually support women in this space and also do the inner work for yourself before you do that, then that's Fertile Birth and Beyond. So you can find us on Instagram. Website is bellytobirth.com.au. Fertile Birth and Beyond is fertilebirthandbeyond.com.
I'll get both of those links off you so I can pop them in the show notes and people can connect with you.
Great.
I think like the most beautiful thing that's come from all of this for me personally is that I'm not attached to my second birth and the outcome of it, which is crazy because like I said, when I first came to you, I was like,
what do I do?
What do I do? Yeah. Like, do I do the Caesar, like planned Caesar? Do I go home birth? I want a redemption. Like that's how it felt. But now it's just like, and you've really helped me just be like, don't make the plan. No, just allow what happens. And we'll get there. We'll figure it out.
And that's how I approach now. And that's the program I've taught. I help women prepare for natural birth, induction of labor, cesarean birth. The journey can be different. I want to help you map it out. And though the destination
is the same.
Is the same. The
same end result. Yeah. And I feel like that is the most healing part of this whole thing, just knowing that it doesn't matter the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the end result. And the end result is a beautiful, healthy, happy baby.
And mother.
And mother, yeah. Thank you so much, babe. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.